song.
I did. Oh, yeah. It.
Hey y'all, it is Rachel and Eddie, and this is my so-called mess, and welcome. Eddie, how are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot of people sick at the school, and my youngest kid is homesick. Not great timing, but, you know, I think winter.
Do they have the flu?
I'm not sure, like... A headache and then, like, chest congestion. Mm. I think I'm getting the cough, too. I was just doing it right now. And then last night she had a fever. So.
Yuck. I had something. Cause remember, I don't know if you remember, but last week I was coughing. And I tested for, I did my first COVID test ever.
What?
Uh-huh.
How?
How did I never do
didn't
one?
You, yeah, didn't you work during the pandemic?
So, yeah, you're right, I did. I had my little pod, and I lived by myself. Yeah. I probably should have been, whatever. I worked for a pod for a little bit, like a school pod, and
yeah.
I taught a little bit of yoga, but not in a group. Like, we recorded at the studio. We kept our distances and wore masks.
Oh.
I
did a few of the drive-through ones. I think I did, like, one where, maybe two where somebody's stuck the thing up my nose. And then I've done one in the line at a Walgreens. Like, you go through the drive-thru, they hand you the kit, they watch you do it. And then I've done, like, three or four at-home tests.
Okay. I did the at-work test. And, you know, and I guess I remember hearing, like, in the beginning, you had to stick it really far up your nose. Like, you almost had to hit your brain. Now you only have to go to, like, here.
Ooh. I wonder if you ever had to hit your brain.
I don't know.
I might have only gotten one positive. But I definitely had it more than once. I think it just depends on when you test.
Yeah. Well, I did not have COVID or the flu. I just have gross life. My nose is all peeling. And it was all red on my left side. And I'm like, oh, my God, I look like I've been doing so much blow.
There's a lot of sickness going around the school. Like, six kids in a friend's class were out. And then my kid said that, like, there were six or seven kids missing. And her teacher went home today, too. So it's just, like... blowing through. I don't know if it's bird flu or not. Isn't bird flu supposed to be pretty bad?
I think so. I think, like, I know here we also get cedar fever because of the allergies in the winter. But because I work at an IV place, you know, like a vitamin IV place, everybody's been coming in sick. So I think, so everybody's sick. Everybody has something.
Yeah.
But
I just assume that viruses are what shape our... consciousness, and without it we're just these kind of mushy hairless ape things, but the viruses are living in our cells, using us as hosts and altering our behaviors.
You are
making
correct.
Us think that talking about porn is interesting.
I mean, it is.
We got the same viruses. My daughter was watching Freaky Friday. I just had lunch with her. We left out the Jamie Lee Curtis movie.
Did you call it the Jamie Lee Curtis movie and not the Lindsay Lohan movie?
I figured that would get a reaction out of you.
I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis is an important person, but it's a Lindsay Lohan movie. Go ahead.
Did I tell you I finished Buffy?
You finished.
Yeah, I'm all done. I'm glad it's over. Like, towards the end, I was like, this needs to wrap up.
Yeah, towards the end, it got hard to watch. It was a little, it jumped the shark a long time ago. I have a line across my, sorry, I'm noticing this, like, line of, I look like I have a mustache. It's just the, I don't know, maybe I don't. But there's, like, a glare coming in. I feel like it's, can you see it? like a line across my nose?
Yeah, it's a shadow. It looks like it's a shadow.
Okay. So, but, and you finished right in time because you know they're talking about doing a reboot.
Of Buffy?
Yeah, have you read about that?
No. I talked to one of my friends who was, like, she was posting on Instagram clips from it, and I think we were at the same point in it. And I was like, what is Sarah Jessica Parker up to?
Nope.
Wait, what's her name?
Nope, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, I'm like, what is Sarah Michelle Gellar up to? And then I saw an ad, she's in, like, a Dexter spinoff. Like Dexter's First Kill. And then Allison, whatever, was on How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
And I think Xander did some, like, I don't know, L.A. Law or
Xander got in a lot of trouble. Xander went down. No, Xander's still alive. Xander got in a lot of trouble.
Oh, what happened to Xander?
Okay, hold on. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is going to reboot as Sarah Michelle Gellar now. You know, she married Freddie Prinze.
Wait, she's going to play Buffy?
Yeah.
Is Harriet the Spy going to be in it? Trachtenberg, Michelle Trachtenberg?
I don't know who else is going to be in it, but what was Xander from Buffy? Xander from Buffy, his name is Nicholas Brendan.
Yeah.
He's 53.
Oh, wow.
Personal life, let me see. Struggled with many years with depression and alcoholism, leading to many run-ins with the law, multiple arrests, several convictions for destruction of property, vandalism, theft, and domestic violence. In 2004, he entered rehab. Then he got married in 2014, but it was very short. 5 months later, it was because Brendan had cheated on her. In 2010, he was tased and arrested by LA police. He swung fists at the officer. In 2010, he went back to rehab for addiction to alcohol and sleeping pills.
Dang. Xander.
In 2014, he got misdemeanor charges for malicious injury to property at a Comic-Con event. He was Grand Theft Auto in 2015. After he reportedly crashed his hotel room and refused to pay the bill. How's that Grand Theft Auto? But, just Grand Theft. I added the auto.
Oh, yeah. As you do. Sometimes people do that.
He was arrested again in 2015 for destroying a hotel room. Blamed his medication. He was in Dr. Phil as a guest in 2015 about his recent stress and alcoholism, but he walked off the show. And he said he was drinking before the interview. Arrested again in 2015 for strangling his girlfriend in a hotel room. He went to another treatment program. 2017, he was arrested again for felony corporal injury to a spouse. On February 20th, he was sentenced to 3 years probation, 20 hours of community service. He was arrested again in 2001 for failure to identify and obtaining a prescription by fraud.
In 21?
In 21, it looks like that was the last arrest that I see. And he did a live stream from the hospital. Oh, following August 21 arrest, Brendan suffered from paralysis in his genitals and legs. 2 months later, he underwent spinal surgery. His spinal cord was punctured, resulting in a cerebrospinal fluid leak. In 2022, Brendan suffered a heart attack and was diagnosed with congenital heart defect.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. Well. Okay.
So he hasn't had a good ride.
No, it sounds like he lived the life that a post-Buffy Xander would have lived. He just stayed on that track.
Yeah.
Was he missing an eye?
Spoiler alert. I don't think so, but he looked real puffy for a while. I haven't seen him in a while. But yeah, Buffy's doing a reboot.
It sounds like he's due for an appearance in a Netflix Christmas special.
Yeah. I mean, Lindsay Lohan turned her shit around. She got a couple specials,
yeah,
and then Then she got married to a sheik or a prince, had a kid, and didn't.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I wanted more for Xander. Like, there were so many episodes where I'm like, where is he now? Because he was really showing this, like, range of emotions that you don't, I don't really see on TV that often. And maybe I thought he was acting, but now that you read his rap sheet, maybe he was just an angry dude.
Ooh, that could be.
And they're like, go ahead and be angry, and we'll film it.
That could be. He probably was fucked up the whole time, and they just didn't do anything about it. But yeah, Buffy reboot. I think it's like, what's going on with Buffy now and the Buffyverse, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know who else has signed on yet.
But I mean, Angel's got to be on. Like, I was talking to somebody else. Like, another person had recommended Buffy to me before I'd watched it. And I checked in with him, and he was like, what did you think of Angel? Because he assumed that I watched all of Buffy, and then I watched Angel as well. And I'm like, I'm not dipping into Angel at all. And he's like, you know, it's like, it's in a lot of ways better than Buffy, and then in a lot of ways not as good as Buffy. And I was just like, I'm sick of this universe, right? Like, I would watch the reboot, though, because, you know, I'm committed.
I want to see Buffy today. I want to know what Buffy's been doing all these years. I did not.
She looks good. She looks, like, in that Dexter reboot.
Oh, yeah, she looks.
She was like, she hasn't aged a day.
She looks good. I hated Angel. I didn't like Angel on the show. I didn't like the show Angel. I tried to watch once or twice. I have watched a lot of Bones episodes. I don't mind him as much in Bones. Because Bones is Bones is about... Bones is... he's an FBI guy. And Bones is an anthropologist. But she's like an anthropologist that works with the FBI. With her smart team. So I watched a lot of those. It's like a mindless show.
That's pretty similar to the Buffy Angel dynamic, where it's like they work together.
Yeah, but I've
and then they sleep together.
I think will Spike be back? I don't think Spike probably looks that good. But I loved Spike. God, I love Spike.
You know, in the last episode, he decomposes. Like he gets some sort of power that tears him into oblivion, but he also exterminates a lot of these uber vamps, is what they're called.
I just dropped my grow light.
Really? I mean, you could have missed it because it was like half of a scene.
God, I love Spike. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I need to put my grow light back on. This is like the third. That was like the third time I knocked off my grow light today.
Are you growing a thing?
Growing an aloe plant.
Oh, wow. Yeah, a friend of ours gave us an aloe plant, and she had bought them at the J&J, like, when we moved here, like, 13 years ago or 14 years ago. And they just kind of thrive in this part of the country. And she's like, don't do anything to it. Just keep it in a plant. If it looks bad, just don't do anything to it. Or keep it in the pot, rather. And then it will just survive unless you try to fuck with it, basically.
Oh, do you water it?
I don't. No, we don't do anything to it.
And it's still alive?
Yeah, I think that line is from your grow light, the shadow across your face.
Oh, maybe I should turn it off now and I'll turn it back on. I almost dropped it again. Nope. Is it?
Yeah, I think that was the...
Okay, I turned it off for now. No, it's still on. What the fuck? I think I turned... I don't understand what I just did.
Podcast listeners, Rachel is fixing her lighting.
Yeah, fixing my lighting. Sorry, guys. So this is my third or fourth plant since I've moved in here. Well, I had a tree. I had... Mm-hmm. Maybe it's only my third plant, but I have killed them. Hi! Sorry. But I've killed all of my plants and the tree, so I got an aloe plant because it's supposed to be easy. But I don't think I get enough sun, so I bought a grow light.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the winter, it's hard to find sun.
Yeah. So I bought a grow light for it, and...
I think we're in that phase of, like, Athens weather where it's, like, fall spring.
Yep, you know? We got that, too.
Temperatures have been warmer, but it's not entirely trustable. You know, we're all just, like...
I know. It's supposed to be 81 today.
I feel you, but I'm not busting out those shorts.
Yeah, no, I'm in shorts today, but it's supposed to be 81 today.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't, and it's supposed to be 85 on Saturday, but then it's going to get cold again.
Yeah, we see some cold in the forecast, and I'm not ready to give up on, like, it's been a cold-ass winter, and I just feel like it's going to come back around. Oh, I love talking about weather.
I know. Me too. I, oh my God, I had something I was going to say, and I lost my train of thought. My brain is mush. Work is, work and school are hard.
Well, let's keep talking about TV. So I'm done with Buffy, and I started watching... The L Word. Have you watched that show?
I fucking love The L Word.
I love The L Word. And I've watched it before. Okay, yeah. So I'd watched it before when I first moved to Athens / Atlanta. I had a bunch of lesbian friends, and we would watch episodes and, you know, giggle. But I had never seen the pilot episode before. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to do, like, a complete rewatch because Buffy's done. I need something with a lot of episodes. And boy, is that one horny show.
Oh, my, like, God.
That show does not let up with the, like, sexiness.
That, and they have some... There's another show. What's the other one? Oh, Lipstick Jungle. Is that the other one that was kind of like... Weren't there, like, three shows around the same time that were all...
Like, Showtime shows? Or just...
No, I don't know if they were all Showtime, but there was the L Word, the real L Word. Was that one of them? Where they had the
I think they came out with the real L Word. There's also, like, a L Word reboot already that's happened.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy that one so much, but oh my God, the L Word. And who's the one who's, like, the mask female?
The mask female? Oh, Shane.
Oh my God. Shane is hot. Yeah.
Shane is a babe, for sure.
That was the one time I remember watching those shows. I'm like, well, maybe I could enjoy this.
This world that they live in, it's supposed to be just, like, generic Los Angeles, is the, like, lesbian capital of the world or something, where everybody is, like, lesbian at least, or bisexual, yep. If they're not. Like, it is this, like, super fantasy where... Whenever your romantic partner is not with you, they're fucking somebody else.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you just have to be like, where were you? Oh, nowhere. And then, like, you'll find out 5 episodes later.
But yeah, they all have quite the circle that they connect to. But I do remember watching it and thinking, like, I'm so turned on by the show. Like, maybe, like, you know, like, questioning it, but then I start to think, maybe I could like women. I mean, I like women. I don't mean that I hate women. But then I started thinking about what I would actually have to do.
Yeah.
You know, to be a lesbian.
Yeah, get up in there.
And that's just not my, thing.
Oh, well, I'm all about it. There's one character that looks like, kind of like Kamala Harris, which is kind of strange, but it's okay. I'm okay with it. And then it is just, like, I tell all my friends that I'm watching it, and I'm like, it is too horny for lunch. Because I watch it at lunchtime, and I'm just like, oof.
Oh, you watch it on lunch. That's a spice. Yeah, that's a...
Like, wrong time of day. Like, it's a nighttime show, for sure.
Yeah. Huh.
I feel pretty committed to it. I'm already, like... I think I'm like 6 or 7 episodes.
How many seasons are there of The L Word?
I'm not really sure. I think it's like 5.
Okay.
But I could see not watching all of them.
Yeah.
Because I have seen a lot of the later seasons, and I kind of know how it gets. But where it starts is just like sultry.
Yeah, that was a good fucking show. But I want to say, like, there was another show that was like, a group of friends, but Because, wait, I'm trying to remember. Is Andy McDowell in the L Word?
Not at the start.
Okay. Then
I bet she is, though. I know there's a, like, toward the end of the show, like, everybody's coming on there. Like, Jane Lynch is on there. And, like, anybody who is even, like, remotely lesbian looking is on this show.
I was trying to see if I could find.
Which lesbian looking is misleading, I guess.
Right, but there was. Maybe it wasn't Andy McDowell I'm trying to think of. There's another show about lesbians that I can't think of, but it was like out around the same time or maybe right after, and I really want to. I don't know what it was. I don't know who it was. It wasn't Andy McDowell. It was somebody else famous.
You know what else I heard? This is just the TV episode podcast. They are going to reboot The Office.
Why?
And nobody asked for it, you know? Nobody asked for this
like
reboot.
Like The Office today, like here's an episode of The Office today. Everyone's working from home. And that's going to be the whole thing. They just show The Office, but everyone's at home pretending to work.
Yeah, I don't know if it's set like in the, I don't know if it's just based on, I think it's based on the original first few seasons of The American Office.
Did you ever watch The English Office?
Yeah, I watched most, I mean, there wasn't much of that, but all of it.
I just started watching a show on Netflix called Apple Cider Vinegar, which looks good. It's about this woman. It's based on a true story, I think. This influencer who faked having brain cancer. It is based on a true story. I don't know why I said I think. And she scammed a bunch of people.
That's believable. I totally would believe that.
Yes. Okay.
Influencers are not the most trustworthy individuals.
You are correct. They really...
About Annie McDowell?
No. Oh. Sorry, I'm stuck. Okay. Jennifer Beals.
What are you doing?
Jennifer Beals was in The L Word. Then there was Lip Service. But that's not what I'm thinking of. I don't know what I'm thinking of.
Pam Grier is in it. She played Jackie Brown in Jackie Brown.
Yeah, there's another show that I swear, I guess, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I forgot what we were talking about, but I had something else to say about it. Yeah, I'm getting all these television recommendations from friends. I feel like right now it's probably best to avoid the news and just go straight into
here's the thing. It is. It's like I go through phases of where, like, I want to know what's going on. You know, like, I want to be informed, but then... Do I want to be informed of the impending doom? I don't know. And then, so I've been trying to stay off TikTok some because I follow, well, you know, you hear about everything. But also because I work in the, I'm an intern, I'm in school still, but I work in the field of mental health. So with my clients a lot, it's coming up a lot. And then I want to know, like, I feel like I should know things, but then it's so much. It's Looney Tunes universe. So
yeah, it's like an information overload, but like I remember this from the first Trump administration, where it's like you scroll through your feed and it's all breaking news. Like there's like 5 breaking news alerts, and it's like that's not real. Like you know,
right? And like I found
breaking news kind of meant something when there weren't all these like unprecedented things happening.
Yes,
all the time.
And so I follow.
I could follow the breaking news alerts, but now it's like there's 7 per day.
Right. And sometimes more. I follow Aaron Parnas and this other guy on TikTok, and like every 2 seconds, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. Is it called the DOGE? How do you pronounce that? Elon Musk's little minions.
Doge.
It's Doge? Okay. Doge is apparently in Atlanta today at the CDC.
Yeah, I have a friend who works at the CDC, and she got the email about the resigning email. And she's like, even if she doesn't resign, they're going to try to make her in April come to the office 5 days a week, which even before this, she would go to the office, but it was like 1 or 2 days a week. But like 5 days a week going into the office, commuting from Athens is just like,
that's a lot.
Almost not acceptable. It's like 4 hours commute time.
I have a really long
commute. All the extra time you have to like spend getting ready. And...
Yeah. Mm-mm. You got to plan around. Yeah. You always have to leave early in case of traffic too. So like that gets you to, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but there's a lot of like, that's not the worst of what's going on.
No.
That's just like stuff that's
no all this
unfortunate that people want to fight, but there are so many other things about the Centers for Disease Control. Like they provide information, like public information, and it's like public access science, basically.
Yeah, well, it's
and
getting rid
the
of
administration
anything.
Is having them like redact,
yeah,
the words, like words. Like transgender or any LGBT
yeah,
language.
Yeah, and there's stuff about women now they have to retract in studies and about biases in studies, which every study, when you write the study, has like, you know, biases involved because things, you know, they have to. It's part of how you do a research study. But yeah,
it's like anti-scientific stuff.
Yes, well, they also are trying to get rid of OSHA.
Right, yeah. And.
So basically, we're just all going to...
I think the problem is like, well, I mean, a lot of people don't care.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Like, elected people don't care.
And, you know, it's really helped our prices of things have really gone down, which was his big thing. But also, yeah, there's so much. And then, yeah, it's just everything. Everything is like, so... I try to stay like aware, but not get in doom. But then I get in doom mode all every once in a while. Like I gotta I need to do this in the next weeks. I'm gonna re-up. That's not the right word. I'm not buying drugs. I'm gonna renew, not re-up. I'm gonna renew my passport soon.
Oh yeah,
just so I have it renewed. And then
don't they expire like every 30 years?
I think it's like, I forget. No, it's less than that. I think it's like 5 or 10 years. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh.
Mine's expired in, actually, maybe, I don't know how long I've had it for. But I'm going to go ahead and do that. But I already have 2 passports. So I was like, well, if that doesn't happen, I still have my other passport for another country, you know, for my other citizenship. So that's helpful. But I get in these weird, like, oh, my bank is still in Athens. What if I need to get, like, there's cash machines. What if everything goes down? I'm not going to go to the bank and get cash anyway, even if I was in Athens, if the world collapsed. Also, I realize if everything does collapse, I already know this about myself. I am a hustler. Like, I've survived a lot of, like, things, you know. I'm resilient. But goddamn, if the world goes to shit and there's no electricity and I have to fend for myself, I fend for myself in different ways. Like I'm a hustler. I'm kind of like, I figure shit out. But when it comes to like growing food, cooking food, finding resources. Yeah, no, I'm going to be, again, like.
I feel like you're friends with those people though, right?
Maybe. I don't have, not here so much because they're mostly far away.
Yeah, no, it's a shame. Like the idea of leaving this country is like kind of a bummer because I like other countries, but I like this one too. It's a nice country.
Well,
and to go find some other entire country to live in is kind of I guess that's just like a bummer to think that you would have to do that.
No, I agree. And then I've been thinking about this too. I'm like, okay, there's plenty of places that I can live technically because I have an EU passport. I can move to these countries. I can get long-term visas in a lot of other countries very easily. I have that. But then I think I'm like, where the fuck would I go? I don't know anyone in this country. I'd have to learn a whole new way of life. Also, I grew up, like, I don't want to, although I was taught, like, always be prepared, ready to go, like, to run, you know? Because, like, Holocaust, before that, like, we were always taught, like, be, you know, be prepared. But I don't want to have to move to a whole new country and learn whole new things. I don't.
Yeah, you got to get on that Duolingo.
Yeah, what language am I? What language shall I learn? Where shall I go?
Germany. Or what? You're Polish?
No.
Is that your heritage?
No. I'm Lithuanian.
Lithuanian. Lithuanian's nice. But you'd have to learn one of those Germanic languages.
Yeah.
Probably not Dutch, although Dutch seems to be a lot like English. Like, I started learning Dutch when I went to the Netherlands. I started the Duolingo, and it wasn't that hard in this way where, like, a lot of the syntax is the same. A lot of the way sentences are structured is the same. And the only problem with Dutch is it's only spoken, like, 3 countries worldwide, so I don't know. I guess you could go wild, though, and learn, like, Korean or Japanese.
Well, I thought about that, too. Like, you know where I... Okay, this would be a hard place to go to because it's really expensive. But Singapore, I think, would be an amazing place to live.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And a lot of people speak English in Singapore.
Yeah. Yeah, and throughout Europe, especially, like, Eastern Europe, I think a lot of people speak English. Yeah.
But also...
But, dude, I'm not going to move to the UK. That sounds nasty.
No. I think places like Lithuania, or like going to Eastern Europe, going back to my roots. Like, can you imagine those fucking winters? I can't deal with winter in Texas.
Oh, no. Yeah, I would go, like, maybe to a Spanish-speaking Latin American country before I went to Europe, probably.
Although, like, wait, where is she from? Switzerland? Sweden? Finland's supposed to be an amazing place to live. That's a hard place to get into, but I think, is Finland in the EU?
Yeah.
Okay, so I could go to Finland. But again, freezing fucking cold, but it's supposed to be the happiest place. I'm just going to go to Iceland.
Oh, yeah. Wait, go to Greenland and then people buy you back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. I keep thinking, like, somebody's going to do something to, like stand up and, I don't know. Don't know.
Well, it's really like Republicans in Congress need to stand up for... I don't know what they need to stand up for, though, because, like, the administration now is putting us, like, what are we, progressives? Is that what we're called?
You?
It's putting us, yeah, or, like, libs. I don't know what the non-Trump people are, like,
I think,
sane people.
Yeah,
I think it's putting sane people in the position of defending the status quo of our government and our country, which isn't very... I'm not passionate about that. I don't think the status quo should be defended. I do think the status quo should be altered, but not in these, like, regressive and stupid ways.
Right.
Like,
I think changes need to happen, but, like
progress instead of, like, regress.
I worry about a lot of people, but, like, I worry about all my friends who have my special ed teachers and my friends who have kids in special ed when they get rid of the special ed. But also, did you see they're getting rid of, and for the Super Bowl, on the end of the end zone, it said end racism.
Oh, really?
Right? Okay, great thing. Like, who doesn't want to end racism?
I know, right?
Right?
This is against diversity. I feel like diversity is so cool.
I know. Well, they are taking the end racism off the field.
Yeah. It's like, start racism again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should write on some of them. And just see if they make them take that down.
At least here's one win. The Proud Boys lost their trademark name. They can't be the Proud Boys, and the name Proud Boys went to the church that they did something to.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of this shit wouldn't hold up in court, but that just takes forever, and we have to live in this limbo
yeah.
until the right court cases can be brought. And
yeah. But
it's like activism.
Yeah,
activism governing.
And like shit was going to get weird and bad, but like I just still don't understand Elon Musk. Like, how is he have so much fucking power with his little and his little minions, his little incel minions? He's got one female on his staff that it looks like, but they look like a bunch of incel. They're like, they're young as fuck. And they have all of our information, like everything. So if I say something bad, are they going to freeze my accounts and I can't have any money and then I'm dead?
I mean, probably, but still fuck them. Like, that's not nice.
I know. And I'm not like, I find myself like, I am progressive in some ways. There are some things I think I have more conservative views on, like how I think rapists should be handled in court.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pretty strong stance. That's not the most progressive, probably. Well, maybe that's changed some. But yeah, diversity's cool. Like, who wants... Like, that's what this whole country is supposed to be at. We're a fucking melting pot, dummy.
Yeah, no, that's what I've always been raised being... Or, like, I grew up learning that this country was better because of all of the different backgrounds of the people who contribute to it. It's the nation of immigrants, and our strength is in our diversity. So to be like taking down all of these diversity measures, even if they think that we don't need the government to tell us to be inclusive in diversity, that makes it seem like the problem is solved, but you just go out and talk to people and you know that the problem's not solved.
No, like, and it's just been in
it's
like...
It's ridiculous to think that they can get rid of these... I don't know. They ran on the campaign that they're going to run the government like a business, and I think they're doing that. But the government is not a business, and I don't think it should be run like
a
business.
And it is...
run like a government.
It's inspiring more racism. It's inspiring more division. It's like, let's get, like, I remember, like, I'm sure, like, we didn't always like when the other team or whatever won the presidency, but it was never like, it was like, oh my God, they're going to do such a bad job, right? Ugh. But it wasn't like impending doom, you know, and it wasn't like here or there. Like, people worked together more and, like, made compromises and also.
Yeah, it seemed like there was more common ground, or the notion of common ground was more attainable, but I think it's. We're too far apart on a lot of issues.
Correct. And is there not a limit of executive orders? Because where did this just happen? Like, why didn't presidents in the past just write 300 million executive orders? I want a free pass with executive orders. I'm going to start writing executive orders for my cult.
Yeah, dude, do it. I mean, I don't know if you have to. Isn't your cult a
monarchy? Oh, yeah.
Monarchy?
Yeah, and I didn't be asked to be part of this cult. I didn't even, like, you know what? Not only did I not get asked, like, if I want to be part of the MAGA cult, no one tried to, like, bring me in. No one tried to, like, this is the one cult. No one's tried to, like, make me join, get me excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we talked about their sex,
their bad sex.
Their abilities, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they definitely, it's all, they definitely are a small dick community.
Dude, I had a young friend, like, she's like 28, and she was telling me about all of these romances that she's had where, like, the dude has came and she's not been, like, anywhere near it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, the sex has ended. And I'm like, I thought that was the thing of the past. I thought that was, like, 1950s mentality when it comes to fucking. But apparently that they're still at it, those white and brown boys.
I think there is still a lot of that, like, I think a lot of women still feel pressure to fake things, even though I think that's shifting, or be okay with not having an orgasm. I think men are still having this, and this is like a really long, could be a really long conversation too, that I think we should continue next week, that men, it's still about them in many ways. Like, they got their release. So, like, if you didn't come, like, that's your problem. A lot of men still feel like toys are competition and don't want to learn about female anatomy for real. And, like, why that you might not. It's not a dig at you if your girl didn't reach orgasm. You know, like if you're in a heterosexual, we're talking heterosexual couples here right now. Just because that's where my head went. But like understanding the female body and how it works and how our pleasure works, but they don't want to know that. They just want to, they could fuck a tree and be happy.
They should. Right?
They should. Fuck a tree. Fuck some jello.
I mean, that's fucked up to the trees. Okay, sorry, so, trees.
Okay, how about jello? Jello.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of apparatus for those dudes who just want to get off.
Yeah, but they won't use toys because toys are, like, not manly. Right. And again, this is an overgeneralization.
Well, no, I mean, I just didn't think that young people were experiencing that still. Well, and I think that's kind of a dumb thing for me to think. I just think, like, progress happens and...
It does, like, but sorry, I interrupted you. I just realized I've been doing that a lot. Today I feel like I've been particularly like interrupty girl. But I think that, yes, there is a lot more. There has been shifts and there's learning. However, if you look about at least in the States, like the culture, yes, there's been shifts and there's been shifts in the younger generation and more progressive and wanting to learn about pleasure. But at the same time, there's a shift in the younger generation of that feed into the MAGA world. So there's that divide still, right? So they don't care about. They just want to spread their seed.
Right. I do think that there is some sort of like spread their seed. I hate that.
I know.
But I mean, it's real. There's some sort of correlation between like the MAGA world and this old brand of masculinity.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It doesn't really hold up under scrutiny.
Mm-mm.
So they have to attack everything in order to, I don't know, like claw us back to those Mad Men days where.
Yeah. And it's because they feel so weak in themselves. I think too, that really what it is, they're scared of everything. And like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess just admitting you're scared or admitting that, I feel like the ego is the big problem, and all these dudes need to like get high on psychedelics and experience that connection to the earth and to others and feel the, you know, the deep roots that we as sentient individuals have with the energy of this, you know, space that we inhabit. And if they could feel interconnected in a way that doesn't have this like machismo or like this ego attached to it,
but yeah,
and maybe if they could believe it, then perhaps they could change their minds.
Yeah,
we need to get them high.
Yeah, let's get them. Yeah, but I think, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but let's get them all high. Let's get them all high, and give them classes on female pleasure. And see what would happen, because if they could really please a woman, like, not that they're all heterosexual, but, like, we'll start there to make it feel safe for them. But if they start to understand others more, too, like, but yeah, let's get them all high, and...
Yeah, I think make communication about pleasure without the feeling of accusation.
Yeah. I agree. And I hate to end here, but we are just about out of time, and I have a client coming up. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, get your end. Like that was. We've been storing up those conversations.
Yeah, so I think there's more conversations definitely to be had around all of this, and for those who don't like politics, too bad, because now it's important.
because this is officially a politics podcast.
And if you knew how limited my political knowledge was, it's going to be great. Yeah. Or like my economic knowledge. I don't fucking know what I'm talking about. But yes, it's going to be sexy political. No, but we don't want to talk about politics. But it probably will be brought up more just because we live in the United States. We're currently living in a crack house, and it needs to be talked about. We become the crack house of the world.
Nice.
Any new things coming up that you want to share?
No, I'm busy with school stuff right now, but I do need to update the Athens Public app for iPhone. I think it still exists on Android, but on iPhone it got taken down.
Oh no!
I'd like to I haven't updated it in like 7 years, but I think it's due for an update. Maybe we can talk about what users want. Like maybe we could do all episodes, not just the most recent one.
Good.
Make it more podcast centric.
Okay. I've got nothing new to add, but send us your questions. Go to, and I said I was going to do social media this week, and y'all, I haven't had time. I haven't had a minute. So it will be happening. I'm going to figure it out at some point.
We did get a comment on YouTube, but it was from a friend of mine who accidentally clicked on this link and has to go put on Elmo and Tango Christmas. I don't know what that means. That's it.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks for commenting. And until next time, y'all enjoy your own pleasure. Keep kind to each other. Because that can help. That goes a long way. And especially with all the doom in the world, go pleasure yourself. Peace out.